and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Riding along, as always, as we end this year, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And for us, Christmas might have been a few days ago, but here's a little skinny around our cabin. It doesn't end on Christmas Day. We actually stretch it out through the whole weekend. And you're probably going, why do you guys do that? Because we can. We don't have kids nagging us to open gifts. And isn't it just more fun, Tigger?
Well, it seems like this time of the year, everybody's running from this place to that place, trying to see families and friends. And every year, everybody says the same thing. Well, the holiday went by so fast, and it's here.
And then you're bummed.
And then I think people get so quick to, well, let's throw the tree out. We're thinking about spring and all that. I get it. But we haven't even exchanged a gift yet.
Well, we did. We exchanged a couple, like, on Christmas Eve, you
but
and I, because I said you had to have, but that's anyway, regardless, it's been very few that we've opened from each other.
And we tend to stretch it out where it might go on for the next few weeks, and that's okay.
And this, you know, we started this a couple years ago with just trying the idea of opening a gift one an hour. And that came about just to really appreciate what that gift was versus opening up all the gifts
and going hog wild. And I know everybody's thinking if I can be patient for it, but I have enjoyed starting this tradition where we extend. And it was actually last year that we did this. And I think it was just by necessity, the way that people get busy. But we have extended our time together. And like I said, we might continue this on for the next at least week because we've got so much going on moving into the new year and going through that whole rigmarole.
And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun opening up a gift at a time just because you know how much work went into getting that gift for somebody and you don't want it lost in the shuffle. Don't you think that too is a little bit more fun?
And the fact that, you know, Amazon came late.
Okay.
You know, and we had some that just showed up yesterday. So, I mean, that added to it.
And with us talking about being so busy, what we're also prepping and getting ready for is how we are bringing and ringing in the new year. We are once again happy and excited to be making our way up to Watford City, North Dakota for their 2025 Leather and Lace New Year's Eve Rodeo and Party.
Party of the century.
I'm telling you, we've been doing this for a number of years. It's become a highlight of how we ring in the new year. And this is why. This isn't just a typical rodeo, okay? We've got bull riding, women's bronc riding.
Which is the crowd favorite. You'd think that the bull riding is what everybody goes nuts for, but it is the lady bronc riders that not just come from around that part of the country, but from all parts of the country and internationally, because we've got athletes coming from Australia,
Canada,
from overseas in the UK. I mean, they're coming from all over the place. And this deal for the women's bronc riding, it was booked up, I think, like 2 months ago already.
Yes.
That no more entries were taken.
The contestants had filled up the lineup.
And then we also have the freestyle bullfights, which is kind of how we end the night going into getting ready for the concert. And that's always a crowd favorite, too.
And I'm telling you, if you've not seen bullfighting, it is one of those, I think, that gets overlooked sometimes in all the events of rodeo, okay?
And they used to televise, actually, the Wrangler bullfights during the NFR. This was a long time ago, y'all. I mean, some people are going to go, I don't even remember that. That's because it was a long time ago. I remember when the NFR was televised, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and you could watch the bullfights was part of it, but it's not anymore. I wish it was because it's very exciting.
So if you have no plans and you feel like rushing up north to Watford City, North Dakota really quick.
You want to join us where it's really, really going to be cold.
We welcome you to join us, Tigger and Beck, because it's going to be a great party and followed with live music, dancing,
ringing in the new year's, maybe a beverage or two, and those little noisemakers and all that. So yeah, looking forward to heading back up there again.
Also, speaking about the new year, we want to welcome into the new year a new station that has added The Bend Show. 95.9 KNIM out of Maryville, Missouri has brought us on board. Thank you so much. We are excited to be part of your crew. By the way, if you don't know where Maryville is, it's located just north of Kansas City. It's in up in that northwest quadrant of
Missouri. Is it
Missouri.
Straight north of St. Joe?
Yes.
Is that where it's at? Okay, that's what I thought. I thought years ago, and I got to look in my books, I thought I announced a rodeo in Maryville, Missouri. This, I mean, it has no purpose of what we're talking about. It just popped in my head that I thought I did one there years ago, but I can't remember now.
Well, regardless, we're excited, and we are familiar with the area. We've been to St. Joe, Kansas City,
been
all
there
of
many
that.
Times in that area.
And beautiful by the way, I'm going to throw this out to you. If you're depending on how you're hearing us right now, if you'd like to hear us on your local radio station, did you know you can call your local radio stations and request that they add The Bend Show to their lineup?
Or get a hold of us at, give your phone numbers and give your email again. Get a hold of us, and we will certainly reach out to that said local radio station. Just let us know the call numbers and let us know the name of who we need to get to and a phone number, and we'll certainly make a phone call.
That number again, call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363, or you can email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Now, as for what's been happening in our very own cabin, because we're always transparent.
We're maybe a little too transparent about our lives, but
Tigger is still recuperating from that invasive, very extreme shoulder surgery he had the middle of November.
I would not recommend this for anybody. I would not wish this on my worst enemy. This has been miserable.
It has really thrown Tigger for a loop. And it was his left shoulder.
And I'm right-handed, so that's a bonus.
Hey, you should be very happy that you are right-handed.
I know,
okay?
I know.
And this was the left shoulder they did. But no, his sleep has been disturbed. We'll put it that way. I don't think you've had a good night's sleep since well before the surgery.
It's been 2 months. Yeah, I don't even remember the last time that I slept more than 3 hours.
And he's still doing physical therapy once a week. And I got to give you credit, Tigger, because you are following strictly what they're saying. Even when that PT therapist breaks your heart and says, well, you're not as far along as you should be.
I'm not even going to say what I said.
That crushed you.
Yeah, that was a tough one. But here's what happened. And we're reaching out to all of you on this. Let me just set this up. A few weeks ago when we were watching the NFR, Beck got up real quick, and it was at a commercial break, and you were going to run to the bathroom, and I heard a crash. And I said, hey, are you all right? And I didn't hear anything. And then I said, hey, are you all right? Because it sounded like the cupboard came off of the wall. And I came in the bathroom. There's Beck laying on the floor. You had passed out. You blacked out. You hit your head on the tub or something. You were laying there on the floor with your bell rung. And fast forwarding, you've got a concussion. And I've had numerous concussions. I know that there's really nothing you can do for them, but you've had dizzy spells ever since. You're really fighting this. You're going to go see the neurologist here coming up in the next year in another few weeks. You've been to the chiropractor. So does anybody have any recommendations of what to do when you get your bell rung like that and you got a concussion? Because these dizzy spells, they will come in and they'll kind of infect you, I'm going to say, and it lasts a few hours where you have a hard time just focusing and getting your bearings.
This one's been a little bit hard to handle. I've had concussions in the past, or we'll say undocumented ones, having grown up, you know, training horses, coming off of horses over the last few years. You know how that happens. Land on your head, and usually you can walk it off. And this one has not been a real walk it off kind of scenario. Like he said, it typically happens when I get up or anytime my head goes below my heart and say, you know, you get that head rush, the blood flowing to your head. Then I got to sit up and I am dizzy and Tigger has to watch me for a few seconds, get my bearings.
Hang on to the chair or something.
Hang on to something to stabilize myself. So I am open to some remedies.
Magic juju. I mean, this is what we're asking for, is magic juju. If there's something that somebody has done or some stretching, or because you're doing some physical therapy already, just some stretching, but it's not really helping relieve the dizziness.
Also doing, my chiropractor has me doing, it's almost like E-stem, but it's not. They put electro pads on the bottom of your feet and on your shoulders. And regardless, it's supposed to kind of reset your system. It's not working. So there we go. There's my little plead for if you got any ideas, send me a text or a call right now at 305-900-2363. Time for a quick break, crew. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Ben Show.
I'm just going to jump in on this, can I?
Okay.
Sorry for this. So many people, they come up to us in our travels and we hear from individuals and they text us an email and say, gosh, we would love to do what y'all do. No, you don't. No, you don't want to do what we do. And what is it like? Because as you know, our studio is in our home and we try to be mobile and all those sorts of things. And so here's what I'm going to say is what happens behind the scenes. Beck, I put together, it's not real long. This is just kind of a short little blooper reel of you, dear. And this is what happens behind the scenes when you've got a radio station in your house. You want to hear it?
And remember, we sure do enjoy hearing all parts of you. Booking now for. let me start that. Like beep 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 beep. Oh my god! Researchers from the university. Why can't I say university?
So not a lot of bloopers, but just a few of them because we do a lot of voiceover work. We do a lot of commercials and a lot of different things. So I just saved a few of my favorites, and the word is university.
University.
There
Thank
you got
you.
It.
Thank
there you.
You
got it. Now you can say.
I can't believe that you had the recorder
All the
or
time.
That you saved those.
All the time. All the time, babe.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. Well, it has been a lot of fun again, and we are excited to be wrapping up season 5. So season 6 will be coming at you next week. But now as I think back on this last year, here are a couple of our favorite or more popular episodes. One of them was when we had Mark Vanzi of Drake Creek Kennels on the show, and he really broke down why training a hunting dog is crucial for hunting success.
There was a group of episodes that we did where we had Mark on the show. You actually kind of talked to me a little bit about the cattle dog deal. I think we did like 3 or 4 episodes kind of in that little mini series, and those were some of the most popular ones in terms of feedback. People asking questions and wanting to get a hold of Mark and, you know, ask specific things and were challenging me with my way of how I do with dogs and stuff. So those were some of our more popular ones, I would say.
I really recommend you heading to thebenshow.com to search for those episodes, especially if you're thinking about purchasing or adding a puppy to your household this next year and you're wanting to use them for, say, upland bird hunting, waterfowl, or like how Tigger uses cattle dogs, these were some great shows that broke down how important it is, these early lessons the pups need to learn.
And I know nothing about training hunting dogs at all. I want a really good hunting dog, but I know nothing of how to take them to the next level. So maybe we need to just do some recaps with Mark again. We'll do that. We'll bring him back on this next year. And maybe I have an idea. We can have him walk us through the different process. Like, okay, maybe in April he's working with a pup. And then in June, this is the progress of the pup.
I like it.
And then maybe come October, this is how one of the older dogs that he's been working with is working in the field when he's hunting birds. What do you think of that?
I love it. Groovy Look forward idea. To it in 2026 for sure. Another episode that was a ton of fun was when this gal here, if you don't know about her, you need to search her on social media because she has a huge following. She is known as the Farm Babe, aka Michelle Miller. We had her on the show, not just on the show, she actually stopped by our place. And if you did not know this about her, she is an agricultural advocate and global speaker. And she's also a full-time RVer. So she pulled in with her custom van that is retro to fit her life on the road as a single woman just taking on the country and sharing how agriculture is good for everybody.
She, an advocate, is actually an understatement because she has given up everything, like literally her home. She lives out of her RV and she said, this is my life's journey right now, and this is my passion. I am being called to defend agriculture, to break down these stigmas, to explain things, all of these different stories that float out there. So she does an incredible job for those of us that live at the end of dirt road. So yeah, you should follow her on social media. And I mean, literally one day she could be at a rodeo somewhere, like she was at the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, mm-hmm. on her way back and stopped at our place. And it could be the next day she's down south at a peanut farm.
Exactly, exactly. So check her out, or otherwise be sure to go to thebenshow.com again and search for Farm Babe Michelle Miller. And now you have me, Tigger, recapping in my brain everywhere. How do I say this? I got to go with or without you. We'll put it that way. There's a phrase.
The majority of the time was without.
Well, here's a little skinny. If you've ever heard our catchphrase, it's catch back if you can. And this has been with me for years. Well before I was ever on radio, my family coined this catch back if you can because they never knew where I was flying into or where I was heading next. And I got thinking just now, 2025, this was an incredible year. We kicked off January last year at the National Western Stock Show in Denver. And by the way, we're excited. We're hoping to be heading back there in just a couple weeks. Excuse me.
Cross your fingers if we can get there, if the shoulder holds out.
From there, we went to San Antonio, Texas, had a great time. Also was able to fit in Greeley, Colorado one more time. And then after that, I kind of left you behind, Tigger, and I went on my own.
For the rest of the year.
And why he's shaking his head is in case you missed this over this last year, I went on an epic family Alaskan cruise. We're talking my mom's brothers and sisters, and I got to tag along as one of the youngins in the group. It was a blast. We ended up taking over, what was it? I think there was 22 of us that went as a group to Alaska, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Highly recommend doing it. We did the land and cruise version, by the way. Then where else did I head to? Oh, this was the year to take my nephews on a cool trip. So we went to Zion National Park, then also hit up Hoover Dam, Vegas. Boy, I'm thinking through this. Oh,
your
October.
Girls trip.
My girls trip this year took us to Sedona, Arizona. Beautiful, beautiful area. Everyone needs to go check that out too.
And you know what I did? I fixed fence.
You did a great job,
though. I fixed water gaps pretty much all summer long. That is it. I mean, traveled a little bit for our rodeo schedule, but I did not go gator hunting for those of you that follow along.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get a chance to go gator hunting. We didn't get a chance to go antelope hunting in Wyoming.
But we did get to bring into our home three more family members, and I'm calling them family members, but we added three more horses.
You bought a pile of horses too.
We've got Dunny, Bay, and Denali now out there. So it's been a fun year.
More fence for me to fix. Yay. Welcome 2026.
2025 was a blast. That's all I got to say. I'm looking forward to 2026. So on that note, let's take a short break. You got more of the Ben Show coming at you right after this.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary. Welcome back to the Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck, and my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, is here. Now, Tigger, you found this gentleman. You have been following him on social media for quite a while.
You're talking about Cade?
Yes, and you brought him to my attention.
Cade Panic? Yeah, he's the dude, right? I mean, those of you that don't follow Cade, you need to. He's from Idaho, and his kids kind of got into the, I think they were showing goats this last year, and he comes out and says, I don't know anything about the show industry. Him and his family, they ranch, but he knows nothing about that industry. He started making some videos and the guy's gone viral.
So he's like new to the show world. Like he's a show dad,
That's what he calls himself, a show dad, and gets a little off color at times. That's all right. But I highly recommend, if you enjoy kind of following some different social media influencers, if you will, that just call a spade, this guy does it. It's Cade, K-A-I-D, Panic, P-A-N-E-K, I believe is how you spell his last name.
Well, I was scrolling through his Facebook page, and here, earlier this weekend, or this last weekend, he went and shared how he went on his first buffalo adventure, and he took the kids with hunting.
Oh, that's right. I saw that picture.
And that's what I love, is because he also has aligned goals like we do. Take the kids hunting. Get them out there.
That's exactly what he said, is take the kids hunting. But what was neat is he talked about, you know, filling the freezer with meat. And, you know, that was the reason for it, was that they were filling the freezer. But then he just tags it real quickly with take the kids hunting. I thought that was great.
I'm going to throw this out to all of you out there that took your kids hunting this last year. If you have some great photos, we would love to see them. Share them with us. You can email benradioshow@gmail.com. Now, here's one last little tip for this year. Are the kids driving you crazy because they're home and you're ready to send them back to school? We'll put it that way. I was going to say shove them out the door.
I was wondering what you were going to say when you went shh and you stopped yourself from speaking. I didn't know what you were going to say. If I was going to have to get the little beep button in there.
What I was going to say is, first off, if you live somewhere that is snowy and cold, remember a lot of those local ski resort areas have deals during the week for the kids and such.
Burn
be
off some nervous
out.
Energy. I like that.
And what I love is it doesn't mean that you have to ski. The kids can go ski and you can sit there and have a beverage or two while you watch them.
Sit in the lodge.
Yes. Here's the other one. If you're wondering what to do as a family on New Year's, check it out. Almost every state has this going on. Just Google New Year's Day hikes. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of them. And then there's some states that are even putting out monthly day hike goals, or what do you want to call it? Resolution to do a hike a month. And they set you up for success and offer up 12 different hikes to do throughout this next year.
And a lot of times when you do that, you go online and you kind of register, and then they give out prizes at the end of the year.
Yes.
And some of them are very significant for those of you that did the most hikes throughout the year. Our state does that. We started out pretty decent here a few years ago, Beck, and then we kind of fell off the wagon.
All we can say is get outside and burn off some energy. That's what you do with the kids. One last, if the kids are driving you nuts, send them outside with the shovel and tell them to shovel the neighbor's driveway. And on that note, we're going to call this show wrapped for the year. Remember to keep sending us in any questions you might have. If you know of something spot worthy for us to share, or a recipe we need to test out in our very own cabin kitchen, that number you can call or text anytime is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to the Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along this last year. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. Happy New Year, everyone. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.